The Ohio Department of Education's audit seeks to determine if the nearly 15,000 students that ECOT claims are enrolled are getting the 920 hours of learning for which the state is paying ECOT more than $100 million a year. ECOT had claimed that if the audit went forward, the school might have to close because of a significant loss of funding. And ECOT says that could happen because ODE is changing the rules under which it is audited. A specific concern is about proof that students logged in for 5 hours a day, which ECOT says ODE agreed not to require in its 2003 contract with the e-school. Senate Minority Leader Joe Schiavone, a Democrat of the Youngstown area, is a critic of charter schools in general and ECOT in particular.
I think that they're desperate, and I think that they realize that, you know, they've been playing by their own set of rules that were very advantageous to them financially. And so now that they have to follow rules that they don't like and that aren't going to turn out well for them, they're putting up roadblocks and they're trying to pull out all the stops.
ODE said in its response to ECOT's lawsuit that the e-school is required to document students' logins and participation, and said an early review of ECOT's records found most students logged on for only an hour a day, not five. While the judge's order allows the ODE audit to proceed, ECOT says it's still pursuing its lawsuit, in which it says the five-hour-per-day login requirement for online charter school students is not in state law. And indeed, the laws on charter schools have changed a lot since the first one in 1998, and sometimes they can be vague. Schiavone says the ODE's push to audit ECOT, State Auditor Dave Yost's pop-up attendance audits of charters, and a recent tightening of sponsorship and documentation laws all have helped.
But we have not brought our laws up to a place where we actually have that transparency and accountability in every single school that many legislators talk about. So I hope we can get there in the next legislative session. But the fact that ODE has taken this step, I think is really important.
But there are changes that other lawmakers would like to make, especially those who support charter schools. Republican Representative Andrew Brenner of Powell is the chair of the House Education Committee.
Well, I've been pushing and advocating for a change to the way all schools are funded. I ultimately think that the money following the student is the best route to go.
And Brenner also likes the suggestion of moving to a performance-based metric on which to measure schools and districts.
I know we're looking to do that, or we're doing that with our dropout recovery schools. I think, and plus we've expanded it as well to our universities. So if the universities can do it, I think that maybe we should start considering something along those lines with our public high schools. And that would include the virtual schools as well as the charter schools, and possibly even our urban schools that have had struggles in the past.
Of those plans, Schiavone's office says he's concerned about money raised with local school levies following students to charter schools, and that he's not outright opposed to a performance-based metric for e-schools, but he would want to see the final details of such a proposal. There are at least two bills on charter schools waiting for lawmakers to look over when they return after the general election this fall. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.